Hello, hello. I'm Yuki. And I'm here to do a little AMA for you all. I'm sorry if I'm a little bit drowsy, first of all, because I am a little bit let's just say I'm celebrating the holidays. And when you celebrate the holidays, you have fun. That's all I'm gonna say. It's all right. It's all right. We're doing everything safely. Be safe. Be safe during the holidays. That's very important. So, I am going to be answering some of you guys' questions that you asked. Okay. I asked on here, and then I asked on my Twitter. So yes. Okay. So, first question. Why do you sound so fucking hot with a W? It's H-A-W-T. Also, what's the worst thing you've ever done to someone on purpose? Okay. First of all, why do I sound so fucking hot? I have no idea. I kind of hate the sound of my voice sometimes, but other people like it, so hey. Who knows? Yeah. What is the worst thing I've ever done to someone on purpose? That is hard, because I really like people, and so I try not to hurt people, intentionally. But there was this one time. I was in school, and it was like after gym class or before gym class, and there was this girl who was my friend, and I she was teasing me. Like, we were in the locker room with all the rest of the girls, and she was like teasing me about this guy that she said that I liked, and I didn't like him, but she kept saying it and teasing it, and it was messing with me. So I was in my bag, and then I turned around, I reeled back, and I just smacked her across the face, and I was so in shock, and then everyone else was staring, and they were in shock, and I was just like, I am so sorry, but I couldn't, like, I had no control over myself. I don't know why I did that, but I did. I was just like, oh, that was awful. But yeah, that was the worst thing I've ever done to somebody. I don't know if it didn't feel like it was on purpose, because I just kind of did it, but it also was. So yeah. But yes, that was the worst thing I've ever done. Now, next question. What is the last work of fiction that you read, played/read/watched, and really enjoyed? Okay. I'm gonna try to answer one of each. So, watched. Recently, I just finished watching Balance Unlimited, the anime, and I very thoroughly enjoyed it. I highly recommend it to any of you that like anime, even if you don't like anime, because it's honestly just a really cool show with a really cool premise, and I liked the story definitely picked up at the end, so I really enjoyed that. As for read, this is embarrassing, but I do not read that frequently. It's a bad, bad thing. And I'm trying to get back into reading, but there is one book that I've always loved and really enjoyed, and that is God Help the Child by Toni Morrison. That was the one book that I was able to completely read in only like an hour in one day. Because most of the times, for me with reading, if I'm not engaged with the book by the first chapter, I throw it out. Like, I don't read it. Because I'm not the type of person to like sit and read through the boring part of a book and then wait until it gets halfway and then, oh, all of a sudden it's really good. No, it has to be good from the start. And as for played, I recently finished finally playing Fire Emblem Three Houses. I finished all the storylines, so that was one thing I very much so enjoyed. What are some of my favorite content creators, and do I take inspiration from any of them? Well, there are a few from GWA. One is Professor Cal, obviously. One is Comfortable Creature, and another is, how do you say his name? Wait, hold on. Carmv Trap. It's like KVRMVTRVP. Pretty sure it's like Karma Trap, but yeah. They are all very great content creators. And they definitely helped me want to not only continue to make audios and how I started making audios in the first place, and also just I really like the SFX sound effects and like Cal's and Karma's audios. So they definitely were a point of inspiration for me in that department, and I hope to be able to be as good. How there are people that are blasting off fireworks. Why are you doing that? It is not even that late in the night. Okay, anyways, we'll just ignore that. How did I get into making audios? I started listening to audios back in, honestly, this year in June. It was a whole like boredom quarantine thing, and then I was like, hey, why not? So I discovered GWA then, and I was listening to audios, and I did thoroughly enjoy them. And I was always interested in doing voice work, like since way, way back, since I was way younger. And in a way, I was like, well, why don't I try it? Yeah, I just really was interested in trying it. And there's also, I noticed like whenever I would scroll through GWA initially, and this was before I knew of like specific GWA, like mini sections, subreddits, I guess that would be the word, like GWA Sapphic and all those. I was like, there aren't many female for female on here, you know? It's mainly, it's mainly like female for male for female, all that stuff. Sometimes female for anyone, male for anyone. But I just noticed there wasn't a whole lot of female for female on GWA, and I was like, well, I would like to be able to provide that. So that's what inspired me to start making audios mainly. And I really just like making people happy with whatever I do. So, hey, if I can make you happy with a nut, then I'll do that. All right, next question. What ethnicity am I? Oh boy. I will say I am biracial. Yeah. With what? You can guess. And I will never confirm nor deny whatever you say. Anyways, my questions. What's my bra size? I'm like a I do not remember the last time I've worn a real bra, so I really don't know. I'm a medium. Take that as you will. What is my favorite best childhood memory? Ooh, that's a good question. That's actually kind of hard. Funny of you to assume that I have a good childhood memory. I'm just kidding. When I was very young, I wasn't too young. I was like, I guess that is young. I was around 6 or 7. And my family and I went on a trip to Hawaii, and that was by far my most favorite place I've ever been to. I don't know what it's about Hawaii. I just really loved the culture there, how beautiful it was. And so, even though I was really young, that was probably one of my most fondest memories as a child, and I would love to go back. So, yeah. Thank you for that question. What kind of dick size do I prefer? Oh, let's see here. There's, I haven't been with many. Listen, as long as it needs to be. You know what? That wasn't gonna be my answer, but now it is. what are my thoughts on phone sex? Yeah. I don't see why not. Okay, I haven't had much. I've only recently done it. But I think that it is pretty good. I guess what I'm technically doing is kind of like phone sex, but not really, because it's not like directly. I do record on my phone right now, but I it's not really the phone sex is like it has to be in real time. I guess this would sort of be like phone sex voicemails. But it's not really a voicemail because it's not a phone call audio. Like, listen, it's great. You should try it. That's my thoughts. If I were to be in a dystopian world, what weapon would I have and why? Ooh, that is a good question. It depends on what kind of dystopian world it is. Because, okay, if it's like some dystopian world where like aliens or some shit comes down, let's be honest, there's no fighting us. There's no fighting the aliens. Like, we're gonna lose. So, with them, I wouldn't have any weapon because I'd lose. Like, I'd just be like, look, if you wanna probe me, I don't. Like, just get it over with. I'm just playing. Please don't probe me, aliens, please. But let me be, like, I'll help you probe. I wouldn't wanna be on the receiving end of that. But, okay, dystopian. For like a zombie apocalypse, honestly, any other dystopian world, I just feel like I feel like people would want to have cooler weapons. Like you know, the image of you walking down the street in like the middle of a zombie apocalypse, and there's a horde of zombies coming toward you, and you and like this group have like katanas and wrenches and like pitchforks on fire and looking all cool and stuff. Yeah, that looks cool in thought and in imagery, but in real life, would that work? No. You're not gonna get a pitchfork. You haven't no sword experience besides Fruit Ninja. There's nothing that would work. And look, I'm one of those people. Do you know how cool it would be to just start slicing off zombies' heads with a katana? That looks fun. But is it actually fun? No. At least I wouldn't know. I never held a katana, but probably just like a laser gun. I would just want a laser gun. I feel like laser guns are cool. But yeah. What is my fave song of 2020? Ooh. Now I have to go to all of my library. Let me look. Because there's a lot of songs. So many songs. Ooh, okay, I got it. Honestly, the whole Sawayama album by Rina Sawayama. Sawayama? I think that's how you say her name. I hope I'm saying that right. I love her. I love her so much. And that whole album was just beautiful. Just absolutely. There was like a mood for everything. I loved it so much. Some of my favorites were XS. Dynasty is an amazing song. Like, once you're done listening, actually, just stop listening to me. Listen to Dynasty. It's just, oh god, I love her. Yeah. So those would be a few of my favorite songs, and she was definitely my favorite new artist of 2020. Okay, and now a few more left. If I had to choose between on the giving or receiving end, which would I pick and why? Okay. I am switch, so this is kind of hard. Even in real life. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Because when I'm in a more domish mood, I prefer to be on the giving end. Because, you know, it's nice to give to a sub when they're being good. And as for receiving, whenever I'm being a little bit more subby, I'm a little selfish and I don't want to give. I just want everything to myself. But I think in general, I would probably be more on the giving end. Just because, you know, even though it is nice to receive, I think there's a lot of pleasure within giving. So, yeah. What is the most embarrassing moment I have ever had? Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, God. I should not be telling this, but that's okay. That's okay. I don't know. It's not that bad. And honestly, it wasn't that embarrassing for me. But, okay, just listen. So, I just came to this new school, and it was, like, a few weeks, you know, I've gotten to know a lot of people, I was, you know, had my own friend group, I was doing pretty good, but I was still, like, the new kid. So, when I was walking to my desk, it's, like, an elementary school or something, I was walking to my desk, and there's this boy, we'll call him Liam. So, Liam was over, and he sat in front of me, his desk was, like, right in front of mine. And mine was a little bit to the left of his, right behind him. And so there was other people in the class, and he was like putting his books away in his desk, and I went to sit down at my desk, and he like bent over right as I was sitting down. And when I sat down in my chair, it made like a fart noise, like a really loud fart noise. And I was like, my eyes were wide open. I was like, oh no, now everyone is going to think that I made that fart noise. They're all going to hate me. They're like, I'm never going to be able to show my face at the school again. And they, instead, they all looked at Leo and they're like, Leo, ew, that was gross. And he was like, guys, it wasn't me. Oh wait, his name wasn't Leo, it was Liam. Liam. Liam, Leo, whatever. Liam had to take the fall for me as I was just sitting there in my desk and everyone thought Liam had just farted in the class and they're like, ew, Liam, ew, ew. He was like, no, it wasn't me, I swear, I swear. And I kept my little mouth shut. I was not saying a word and snitching on myself. I was like, Liam, you're gonna have to take the fall for this one. I refuse. I absolutely refuse. So even though that moment, it wasn't that embarrassing for me, but it still was. Even though I really didn't take the blame, I just, when I think back on that, I just I hate it. I hate it. But yeah, that's about it. that's my story. Yeah, that was all the questions I had for today. So with that being said, I hope you all have a very, very, very amazing holidays. I hope you have a great night. I hope you have a great tomorrow. And I hope you continue to have a great rest of the year, because Lord, we need it. And yeah, I hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day. And I will try to do my best to put out a little bit more for y'all just right before the year ends. But I do want to just say thank you to you again, because I truly did not expect this much support so quickly, especially. So, yes. Thank you. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my night and probably not sleep and pull an all-nighter watching Hallmark Christmas movies, because they're just so easy to make fun of. And I hope you do the same. One, binge watch some Hallmark movies. You deserve it. But yeah, have a great night. I love you dearly. And bye.